If you're looking to get your taxes done, contact Wildlife Tax Service. Email wildlifetaxservice@gmail.com or contact wildlifetaxservices.com. Or you can contact Wildlife Tax Services at 1-708-517-6281. This week on Riders Live, we sit down with the most important element of hip-hop, the DJ. We got music from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, Slick Rick, Biz Markie, and King Von. Let's get it.
They call him Yeah, talking about me. Check it out. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTDJ and crews in town. Saw crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death deuterons at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember these for Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the papers. Yo, they caught the papers. They caught the papers.
Yo, I want to tell everybody this is a true story.
They caught the papers.
Here's a thought from the old school crew. A serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. Pause this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Times hoping they won't end. Tell your mother about your lover, also your best friend. You're mighty proud while you're holding their hands. Boys, yeah, that's my woman, and girls, yeah, that's my man. This person brings a certain warmth to your heart, and everything seems so great at the start. For she loves him and he also loves her, and it's hard to turn back to who the person you were. But later on, problems start to occur, and the bond which combines y'all turn into a blur. For the feelings were the same, now here's the score. You love them too much, and they don't love you anymore. Due to your attitude and other, or because you're not being true. Or maybe they're just plain sick of seeing you. Word. Now it might seem strange, you better take hints quick and make the right change.
A teenage love.
When you swore the ball was rolling, they're gone, and part of your heart's been stolen. Get back on your feet with a hop and a skip, but no, you'd rather go with this dead relationship. Hanging around and buying them stuff, you see them every darn day, yet don't see them enough. You follow them around and they claim you're hawking. When conversation comes, you do all the talking. Not to mention attention, we all need a bit. Behind your back they're saying, yeah, he's all on my they're getting sick of you. Quite annoyed, and if you have plans for the future, they're now destroyed. You saw what was happening and you still let it. And if you ever let it make love to your girls, you can forget it. Sweetheart, you've been caught, and it'll spread around town faster than you thought. Then break up time and you receive the words. Yo, this is from the heart, and I know that part hurts. Get over it from now on, don't take short slick. If it's not true love, you shouldn't deal with it. Just think of your future and what is to come, and pay attention to the words that's in this song. They go,
don't hurt me again. Don't a teenage love.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to?
Thank you. don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again.
That was Biz Markie with the Vapors and Slick Rick with A Teenage Love. Both songs are available on all streaming platforms. We back with another segment of What's Poppin'. All the DJs, that's what's poppin'. Bel Air, that's what's poppin'. Meet the Tylers, that's what's poppin'. We're the Weird Ones, that's what's poppin'. Pisces Season, that's what's poppin'. Kendrick the Actor, that's what's poppin'. Diamond Lounge Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Restrictions being lifted, that's what's poppin'. Spring's on the way, that's what's poppin'. Buying Trend Wines, that's what's poppin'. Donnie Diallo, clothing and shoes, that's what's poppin'. Man, do you want to keep a well-groomed appearance? Go to cognacblack.com for all of your personal grooming needs. That's cognacblack.com.
Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pitch, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on again. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turn stick up kid, but look what you done did, got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost, you was cold and your body swung back and forth. But now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like cowboy, man.
What's up,
fool? Yo, what's up, buddy?
Yo.
Hey, where's Bill and Raheem, man?
Hey, upstairs, cooling out.
So what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to Fever, man.
We'll take out Cuba, man.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got robbed, man.
Not
what?
Again,
she got hurt.
What just happened? What
the hell? Fire freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all know what this is. Get him up.
What?
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand
Master Flash and the Fury.
That's
the
problem.
Is that a gang?
No.
Shut up. I don't hear you now. Shut up. Officer, what's the problem?
Get up. You the problem.
Yo, you ain't got to push, man.
Get in the car. Get in the car.
Get in the car.
That was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with The Message. It's available on all streaming platforms. Welcome to Riders Live. I am your host, Riders. Today I got two DJs. Please introduce yourself.
What's up, man? What's up, man? It's my DJ Turks, the big dog, the big boy. What's good? Chicago's finest.
I'm DJ Big. I'm the opening DJ for DJ Turks.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So that's my dog, man. That's my dog. That's my dog right there. That's my dog.
Oh, Lord.
How important do y'all think the DJ is to the MC?
He's the most important part of the whole thing.
I need you to elaborate.
How else is it? We the man, you know, the DJ is the one with the music. The DJ got the microphone.
If they even knew the history, bro, it wasn't even no rappers, bro. It was just DJ.
And they
actually came and was just like, you know what? If you play some instrumentals, I could put some words to those right there. The DJ invented this shit, bro.
Okay.
Like, period. Like, I've never seen a culture of music where the actual person that's doing the lyrics or the artist is more celebrated than the person who controls the music at them and was the foundation for your art form. That's fucking insane.
I mean, that man, I bang my head upside the wall with that shit every day. Like, you know, I think about that same thing. Like, wait a minute, man. They got away from fundamentals. And they don't understand the fundamentals of hip hop and the DJ, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's losing a lot of ground because people not educating themselves to really see what it's music and what being a part of the music is about and for. You dig? So until again, man, until they learn how to get their mind right on what music is and shit like that, it's an uphill battle, man. Like, for real. I mean,
okay. So I got a question. Do you think with artists being able to record at home and anybody can record and, you know, put out an album, do you think the caliber of MCs have changed in the game? And if so, why?
I would say, actually, as far as hip hop goes, this got to be the most terrible generation of music that I've ever heard in my life. It just is what it is. I mean, maybe technology went a little too fast in this order right here. Because, okay, yeah, you can record yourself. You can make you a quick beat or go on the internet now and just get a beat and rap over it, as opposed to somebody making something that caters to your actual art form. Like, if you sit down in the studio with Kirk and put this together, did you sit down in the studio with Dink and put this together? No. Oh, man, this is a SoundCloud beat right here, man. It is banging. I'll just go on here and put the lyrics on here, and I'll frame it. And as long as you got a catchy hook to it, they actually are famous, bro. Like, these guys are still 1 to 10, man. From the last 10 years, man, I get a music a 3. Maybe. maybe a 3. Bro.
Man, listen, you know, the only thing I hate about it is when I played at the parties. I'm not going to be sitting around at the crib listening to that young nigga music. I'm just not going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I might hear, you know, I might hear a certain record from NBA Youngboy, you know, I might hear a little Dirt joint or something, you know, here and there. You know what I mean? I still keep my ear to the street. But for me to be sitting around thinking I'm finna be playing that shit all day, having somebody, I turn the radio off on all that bullshit.
They carrying on tradition, so.
What tradition is they carrying on?
They're carrying on tradition.
Some of these rappers ain't live long enough to have a damn expression in the first place. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are talking crazy.
Bro, it's insane, bro. Like, I've never seen a generation, bro. Like, for 10, 15 years, all we knew was Biggie and Pac got killed, bro. Like, that was a shock for us, bro. Like, that shook up the whole hook. Hip-hop world. It's the norm now. Like, how in the last year y'all killed 15, 20 rappers, bro? Like, what are you guys doing, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're getting money, so I don't understand why they mad.
It ain't just about getting money, man. It's the type of money they get and who they getting it from. You know what I'm saying? Wow. The crazy part about it is that, again, man, it's lack of education. You know what I'm saying? They vocab, you know, it's just some, it's something like an error. You can't really put your finger on one to know shit like that. But for the most part, you know, with this new generation of hip hop, the tradition, they just know it's hip hop. They don't know the tradition of what being a hip hop artist is, or, you know, having, you know, some clarity with the music, man. You know what I mean?
So you think by the music being so easily accessible to make, that's the reason why a lot of the music is poor.
Yeah, because, you know, again, you know, I come from records, you know, from straight up Walkmans before they were CDJs, before there was a motherfucker, before a CD player entered your home, I was playing with CDs with turntables then. You know, that's a form of technology. Okay, cool. And as DJs and purveyors of music, we got to, you know, if this is what we finna do, we got to stay on top of our craft. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fast forward to this day and time that I'm looking at shit that I'm playing and making music on and telling myself, if I had this shit 25 years ago, I'd be a billionaire right now. You know, and so
not only that though, bro, if you just think about how our music had evolved, bro, where's our Slick Ricks at? Where's our Dana Danes at? Where's our Biz Markie? We can't even laugh on records no more. Everything is a fucking gun, drugs, and hoes and bitches, bro. Period.
Man, and then it kept...
When is the last time you listen to a rap and be like, man, that shit's so funny, I have to listen to it all the time, man. Like, there's no shit like that.
I was dropping the taste of it. You know, what's crazy is you go on your Facebook page, right? And, you know, you scrolling through your little videos and all this young people music is just sliding up and down the video, up and down the, you know, their placement and shit, right? So, you looking at this and then you looking at what's going on every day. You know what I'm saying? Because of certain types of rap music or whatever type of music. And when you open your, when these kids open their eyes, they see exactly what they saying on these damn records. Because again, ain't no discipline in the crib, not enough education, ain't everybody partying like rock stars. They doing these wild ass drugs and, you know, these new designer drugs, smoking designer weed and all this other shit. Okay, cool. A lot of that come with the game. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it didn't elevate it to a whole different vibe where every time you woke up on your door, this is exactly what you see. Now it's all over the radio. It's all over the TV. It's all on your Facebook. So this shit is everywhere. It's poisonous everywhere.
So do y'all feel like the essence of the art of hip hop is being disrespected or misrepresented?
You can't misrepresent what's already been represented, man. That's like my man told me, that's what's like right. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, Dave, what you think, man?
I just think that the white people came in, they said they was gonna do it years ago, divide and conquer, and they did it. They did it. I mean, when the last time you heard a Nas or a Jay-Z? I mean, we had Kendrick for a little while. Now he just disappeared. I mean, look what they've done to it, bro.
Yeah.
Let me say this. One of my students came in. I got a new student the other day. He transferred from another school, and he came into studio for the first time, and he was
like, oh my god, man, I ain't never been to a school that had a music studio. I ain't never been in here with a real producer, somebody that know everybody. And man, I heard about you, such and such, say you recorded this, that, and that. And I was like, okay. So once we get over the fanfare and all that, I said, why I'm getting, because he's a new student, so he had to have all the work that we've done since September, I had to pull that shit out the file drawers and give it to him so he can catch up, right?
Right.
So in my classroom, I have big screens on the wall, Jack. So I turn YouTube on big screen. I say, what you want to listen to? And keep in mind, this kid's 17 years old. He say, Mr. Moore, I just want to listen to some music that makes sense. Can you play anything from 88 to 2002? Hip hop. And I was just thrown back bad. I said, what you say? He said, right, man, I don't want to hear all that other stuff. I need to hear some real hip hop, the stuff that my mom, my pops, and my auntie and them listen to. I want to hear that. And it just lets you know how they have fucked this music up, bro. They
Oh, man, I'm so goddamn tired of Lil Durk now, man. Look, Baby now, man. You know, I'm so sick of that shit. You know what I mean? So, and I it's nothing personal. You know what I mean? I don't like it.
Let me ask y'all this, since y'all DJs. What do y'all consider the best era of hip hop?
My era. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line.
The 80s, the 90s, early 2000s.
80s. I would have to say 80s,
from the 80s to now. From the very beginning.
I would say from the 80s to 97, 98 was the best era of hip hop that is ever gonna get, bro.
Yeah. 99, 98. Between 98 and 99, man, for me, from hip hop up until about 80, about 99, 98.
You rarely listen to artists and just be like, he can't spit. Or, man, that nigga cannot rap. You might not like him, but he had bars, bro.
Everybody has some type of substance.
Absolutely. Like now,
yeah.
Once they came out with mumble rap and Lil Yachty them, bro, I knew it was over with, bro. Like it's done now, bro. Like y'all fine, you white people, finally did it.
Yeah, they fucked them up, man. And then you know they tagging the word culture. Everything is culture now. You know what I'm saying?
Why do I say you white people finally do it? Since y'all probably be like, what are he talking about? You allow that shit to be streamed on the radio. You allow that shit to be all over YouTube. You distribute all that bullshit. You promote all that bullshit. That's why I say y'all won, bro. You white people
won, boy.
Can you imagine an artist like Lil Yachty in the KRS-One Rakim era? It would have never happened, bro.
Not at all.
One thing that I feel is that the destruction of, well, the evolution of the internet destroyed hip hop more so than anything.
That too, I totally agree.
I agree.
I can't see some of these motherfuckers going to a record label just getting a deal. I think since it only take a couple of seconds to upload the shit and you get it everywhere, it's no money lost in that.
No, it may not be no money lost in that, but here's the thing. When you put a record out and you're looking at the vast majority of records that's coming out every day, it's always something different. So if you're not in that algorithm, it don't matter when you put it out there, it's got to still circulate. You know what I'm saying? It's got to move. It's still got to circulate. You know what I'm saying? So by the time it reached some people, you'll start seeing this and the third. Okay, now that's part.
It's not no money in it, but it kills the culture though, bro. Like hip hop is a whole culture, bro. Like, why is y'all shitting on our culture like that, bro? Like, they have actually put the internet in a position, bro, to control everything we do musically, bro. And that's insane, bro.
Not only musically. Just what you see on a day-to-day basis.
That's what I was definitely trying to conclude into. See, things that mean so much to us mean so little to somebody else.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
So they're not gonna want to coexist in the real tradition, the real way, like we were talking about earlier. So they fucked the game up. We're letting everybody just come on in. It's kind of like the same DJ. It's about the DJ thing. See, you know, when you got too much shit everywhere, you got too much to choose from. So you're all over the place. Everybody's all over the place. So, you know, right now the internet is not the problem. It's the people that put the shit on the internet. That's what makes up the internet. The internet don't do a fucking thing by itself. It's the people. They programming this shit, putting this shit in. It's just like TV. From the beginning that they start programming TV, they shaped your motherfucker mind, started getting them for the wave of the future. They shaped our minds to get ready for the next thing to come.
What they do is the subliminal marketing, bro, also killed it because when an artist came out, bro, and you and Rogers should know that because we come from these eras, bro. When an artist came out, if that shit was bad, wasn't nobody buying it. And we all talk about it like that shit terrible, bro. But now it's like McDonald's. If you don't like McDonald's and the commercial come on 30 motherfucking times a day, you might be like, well, let me go ahead and go grab me some fries, bro. And that's exactly what they've done to hip hop now, bro. subliminal marketing, bro.
Yeah, subliminal
marketing. He might be a terrible artist, but guess what? Every time that YouTube video go off, his commercial gonna come right on. Now you listening to YouTube all the time and you like, who is this nigga? Let me click on this shit and just listen to this song. Hey, if they like it, I like it. Well, our era was, No, man, that nigga is terrible, man.
Man, I used to tell him all the time, man, y'all got to go back to the booth with that shit. I don't like none of that. Take it out of here.
All right, listen. Who the worst rapper you ever heard from anywhere?
Well, Soulja Boy. Man, all these other men, some a lot of these motherfuckers. Man, it's too many to name, man. Shit, goddamn it.
Bro, if I had to pick one person, bro, I've used them all through this interview, bro. Yachty is the most terrible artist I've ever heard in my life, bro. Like, ever. Like, I'm glad the young brother got his money. I'm happy for you. You got that deal. You probably got your family out the hood, your sister. You probably sent your sisters to school, but you can hear this from me right now. You are fucking garbage, bro. Terrible.
Yeah, y'all did that. That nigga's terrible, man. I get so much. I'll be bypassing these records like, no, I don't want nothing they talking about. I don't give a damn.
So let me ask y'all this. So who y'all top five MCs?
Ooh. Top five? Oh, okay. Okay. Do we got it? Okay.
And y'all top five hip hop DJs.
Okay. Who you want to go first? Dank, what you want to do? You want to go first?
Man, my top five untouchable, bro.
Let's see. Who you want to go first? Let me see.
You got KRS-One.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Kool G Rap.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jada Kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them three alone, goddammit, says what it says, bro.
Okay.
Need I even go on, goddammit? You got Rakim.
Okay.
And around. You got Rakim, and to round all of them off, Chuck D.
Okay. Now, Matt. Listen. Number one, my nigga LL. That's off top. LL, period. LL, my man, period. Just, I don't give a fuck. LL, that nigga. Secondly, it's KRS-One. That's definitely mad. And my nigga Kool Keith. Dr. Octagon, you feel me? That's my nigga, man. Kool G Rap, most definitely. I mean, and Nas, play this up.
Who your top five MCs? DJ BT Turner. We talking about current hip hop and the impact that a DJ on hip hop. I just asked them who they top five MCs are.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I'll be right back.
Top five MCs?
Yeah.
Not in order. I'm not going to put them in order, but Biggie, Jay-Z, KRS-One. No, KRS-One, Rakim, and surprisingly, if I had to pick one more, surprisingly, it'd be the little young guy, King Von.
I like King Von too.
Even though, you know, his life was cut short, and I don't even listen to that type of music. You know, I got all that music just for type some parties that I do, but I don't listen to it. But
I think that's a good pick. I think that's a good pick.
King Von's energy remind me of Tupac. I don't mean to cut you off. Yes.
I listened to Shorty. I listened to Shorty for the first time probably about 3 months ago. And I was like, damn. Then I downloaded the whole album. I'm like, damn, Shorty was tight. He was tight. You know, God rest his soul, man. I hate that it was cut short, but man. That little young guy, he was on his way.
Who you come out of here?
Hey, top five. He right there. He right there.
Yeah, he the best out of these shorties that's out. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what's crazy about Von, bro? He probably one of the first artists that all his music is gang related, but he's spitting. Like, you know, a lot of niggas, they'll spit some shit. They got one gang song that's really tough and it's off the chain. Man, every song that boy got is a hit, bro, and he talking about them niggas, bro. I'm talking about every song, bro. every song.
Yeah, from what I heard from him, yeah, the nigga spit though. I mean, but they just out my league, man. That ain't my thing. So I have no comment for the youngest rapper today. I don't have no comment.
Yeah, I got King Von in rotation.
Yeah.
We all do. If you a DJ, you gotta have King Von.
You gotta have it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have it, man. Trust me. I got all this little shit.
Yeah, that's the only, I'm telling you, this generation of music and rappers, out of all of them, man, that's the only one I would play. You know, that's it. You know, well, that's the only one I would play and I like. That's it.
Dirk a little watered down a little bit. He all over the place, you know. But that's cool. I mean, you know, I like Herbo too, though. You know what I'm saying? Herbo a monster. Mm-hmm. G Herbo, he, you know, I fucks with him. You know what I mean?
I like G Herbo, but I don't think he can make. I don't think he make good songs.
Nah, he got a couple.
I like G Herbo now that he know how to rap on beat.
I mean, you know, on his last time that Humble Beast album. He did pretty good. He got some bangers on there. You know what I mean? I really sat down and listened to him, and I listened to the direction of the music he was taking him in too. You know what I'm saying? So he elevated it. You know, he know how to pick a beat. You know what I'm saying? But you know, he still got a lot of learning to do. You know what I'm saying? And when they start learning how to change their styles and get away from that damn nigga street corner Essex and No Limit shit, they'll be high. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They still got time to grow, man. But hopefully they, you know. I just can't do all the other little niggas, man. That shit be getting on my nerves. Everybody talking about some blood up and I don't want to hear that shit, man. So
let's talk about some of the other elements of hip hop. Since I know all y'all DJs, did any of y'all ever participate in graffiti or breakdancing or pop locking?
Yeah, I was in pop locking. Yeah, we do pop lock. I was pop locking
break dance. Yeah,
yeah.
I used to be out there with the cardboard doing this and doing because I started break dancing all that type of shit. Cool Rock Steady lived on my block.
Okay.
We was out there, you know, break dancing. I didn't know he was going, you know. I knew he rapped, but I didn't know at that time that he was, you know, he was tight.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, I didn't know, but yeah, we lived on the same block, man, back in the day.
I seen Crush Groove, and then I seen Run DMC and Mendel. It was over. It was over. Who is this fast talking, slick rhyming, Kango hat wearing, Adidas, man, no shoestring, fat laces?
It's kicking it. Let me tell you something about Run DMC, man. Just the other day, the second album, the King of Rock album, album cover was posted in this little hip hop thing. And that record is 37 years old, right? This year. And I'm looking at that shit and I said, damn, I used to get down, did school. I think I was in fifth grade, sixth grade. I used to did school listening to the King of Rock album all day, every day. Run DMC, you couldn't tell me shit about Run DMC, boy. I'd have been to every Run DMC concert that ever hit Chicago. The Beastie Boys, there's so many love for hip-hop.
Yo, that Beastie Boy first album, all their albums good.
Oh, man, Beastie Boy, all that shit.
That first album, fire.
That Check Your Head album, though, that's my favorite one. That's one of my favorite ones, and Paul Boutique. But anyway, we all not to get off track with those songs, but... yeah, for me, that new hip hop, man, I can't own.
I got a story that I do want to share with you, brothers. It's so fucking funny, man. I was I had to open up for another show here, and KRS was there. And back in the 80s, I don't know if y'all remember this rap group from Chicago called Worldwide Posse. And we all backstage and shit, and KRS-One was like, hey, homie, he's talking to one of the artists, like, what's up with y'all in that Worldwide shit? Y'all know that's BDP shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all from Chicago niggas, this, that, and other. So
I'm a little bit sort of kind of starstruck because I only did two shows with KRS-One, and every show I did with him, he went totally bonkers, bro. Like, he was crazy. And this particular time, we was at, what the fuck was that over there on 43rd in Halsted?
The amphitheater.
Man, one of the Chicago guys was like, hey, man, you New York niggas is rappers, man. We beat motherfuckers up out here, man. Take your ass on that motherfucker stage for your trouble. That's when I knew, bro, I wanted to be from Chicago, bro. I looked at motherfuckers like them, bro. It's like the Michael Jackson 5 of hip hop, bro. And just to see how Chicago niggas is, bro, like, it just made me like, man, I just felt new that day. Like, nigga, I'm from Chicago. Nigga, you can't tell me shit. Nigga, I'm from Chicago.
Man. Hey, man. Hey, I know y'all. Who ever heard of the Dayton family?
Of course.
I love the Dayton family, bro.
You hear that song that they had talking about getting out of the glass house?
That Never House it is. Yeah. That's one of my favorite records.
Dayton Family and Top Authority is the most underrated rappers ever, bro.
Man, Top Authority is a beast, man.
I like Spice One and MC Breed too.
Man, I went to school with Breed, man. I went to job court with that guy. As I was coming in, I think he was there about a week and a half. I was there, you know what I'm saying? They was over there rapping and I hear him and shit. They came and snatched him up by the job court real fast. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, he been my man for a long time. You know what I mean? I love A-Ball and MJG too. You know what I'm saying?
Them
I gotta have them, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, MJG and A-Ball, they like shit, the Memphis version of Mobb Deep.
You would think, yeah, you can put them in that classroom. They can go in that classroom. Shit.
It's a lot of cold MCs from that. That's why when it comes to hip hop, man.
You know, hip hop is illustrious, man. Hip hop is illustrious.
I think what really kind of hurt my feelings, bro, is when Gladys Knight and them left, they had other people to carry on their shit, like the Luthers and the Whitneys and all of them. It's like when our era left, that was just it, bro. It's over with.
That's
sad, bro.
Yeah,
like, man. Who can we actually say carried that torch? Even if they done sold 20, 30 million records, bro, I can't see nobody but probably who? Jay, Nas, like, it's a handful. It ain't even a whole 10, bro, you can name. Whereas once Gladys and them left, I can name 20, 30 artists, goddamn, who kept that shit going, bro. Like, we ain't got nobody like that, bro. And to show you how we don't have that, Jay, goddamn, they're going on 50, and motherfuckers still waiting on albums for him, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he still got him lined up.
Yeah, he still got him lined up, BT. He still do.
It's just like you going in the house to get your big brother. I don't got one, but you going in the house to get your big brother because some motherfuckers coming at you. Your big brother like, man, I'm eating this cereal. It ain't enough of them niggas yet. You can handle it. I'm sure you can.
Man, bro, I was in the lab with Nard, and I put on something. I forgot. You know how Rodney and BT should know when you're a producer, you got to set up when you getting ready to do something. So I'm on the laptop setting up some shit, and I had on
Hello.
I had on what's that damn boy name? Look, I had him on, and you know, Nard to do it that. He just was like, hey man,
what?
Put on some substance, man. I need some substance, bro. And that's sad when this music don't have no substance. It's bad.
Yeah, man, no, I'm talking about I don't got nothing, man. And then we keep this. I'm gonna say this. One thing I hate the most is that it's not real dancing too. The dancing is the major part of the game. You know what I'm saying? Dancing is the whole key to the part. You know what I'm saying? Dancing. So every time I walk in the damn club and I got to see young and old bitches with their back bent, ass poked out, everybody just in one damn mook, chicken cheeks all night long. I'm like, I'm sick of seeing that shit. Bitch, let me see you. Let me go. Come here, baby. You know, it ain't like it used to be, man. That dance floor's something else, man. And everybody.
Y'all know what's the worst part about this era of hip hop? There's so many young drug addicts and dope people in the hip hop community.
Well, I just, man, it's okay, man. I told you earlier, they got this pill thing out here. You know, they starting the coke. They doing a lot of shit out here. Man. You know what I mean? And it's a bad look and some references and then, but it is just people, man. You know what I mean? People gonna do what they gonna do regardless. Man. And they don't nobody care. You know what I mean? Look, nobody.
So no look, we gonna drop the mic on Riders Live. If y'all had one message that y'all could leave for hip hop, what would it be? Starting with you first, Turk.
Hey, get back to the realness. Bring back the real shit. You know what I'm saying? Just period. Cut off that shit y'all got going right now. Bring back that real shit. You know what I'm saying? Go back in the day and play records again. You make radio waves happier.
What about maybe you? What about you, DJ BT?
To me, back in the day, hip hop was fun. Yeah. It was fun. And you know, all this young new shit took the fun out of it. You know, if that's that, you need to go back to it. You need to go back to being fun. Not about gang banging and old block and this and that and shooting that motherfucker.
This is terrible.
Yeah, that's bad for business. And then you wonder why you can't get a venue.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If I had a spot, And I knew it can sell out and Lil Durk can sell it out in a matter of minutes. If it means, you know, me risking y'all tearing my shit up, Lil Durk, you stay your ass at home, dog.
Stay on that. <I'm good.
laughs> Hey, I deal with these bills later. And I know Lil Durk come through and he can have me paid up. I can pay my bills for the next 6 months. No, I'm straight, man. Stay at the crib.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, man. You know, it's no more fun. No more fun.
What about you, Dink? If you could leave one message, what would it be?
Okay, you young people, y'all listen. Stick y'all motherfucking ears up to this phone or whatever y'all listening to this podcast on. Learn your motherfucking hip-hop history before you become an artist, man. Learn something about the culture of hip hop before you goddamn it grace that mic. Learn what we had to goddamn it sacrifice to make this one of the biggest cultures ever, bro. A lot of people paid the price for this place, man, and y'all are fucking it up with this goofy ass shit, man.
It's real talk.
It's real talk. I say that shit every day. I can't stand that shit, man.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. And that's coming from a legend right there, which I didn't know I had him in my car.
Hey, y'all shout out y'all social media.
You go first, BT.
DJBT33 at Mixcloud.com. Mixcloud.com. DJBT33, DJBT Turn on Facebook, DJBT33, TikTok. Same thing with Instagram.
All right, go, Dink.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is Howard DJ Dink Moore. But if they want to get real personal, they can hit my website, which is DJ Dink housesallido.com.
What about you, DJ Turk?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all this mighty DJ Turk something. You just type my name up, write me, Mighty DJ Turk 72, something like that. 11-5. It's always 11-5. When y'all see 11-5, that's what it is.
I got to ask this question, man, because if I don't ask this question now, y'all ain't going to let me do it. So, Turk and BT, man, when y'all going to let me be y'all opening DJ? Man, I think I deserve that, bro.
Knock it off, man.
Hey, you know what? You know what? No. You know what, though? I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it. Since you're a real cat, and I just found out you was a legend at the same time, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to make sure. And I'm going to say it right here, right now. I'm going to make sure. We putting our shit together right now, August 28th, on the level DJs. I'm going to put your name on the table.
Ooh. Getting up, getting up.
Hey, don't piss them people off, BT.
Hey, I'm going to put your name on the table.
Hey, y'all heard it first here on Riders Live. It's been another episode. Peace.
Peace.
Appreciate you, dog. Y'all be good.
Yeah.
We dropping the mic on Riders Live. I play music and hip-hop from all different eras. I hope by listening to the guest DJs that I had on the show, you can understand their perspective and their significance in hip-hop. So we gonna leave up out of here with King Von, I Am What I Am, featuring Fabio Foreign, off of the Welcome to O'Block album, available on all streaming platforms. Y'all be safe.
Jerry Production.
Boom! What? Bobby! Do it. Vaughn! Heavy on it! What?
Vaughn!
Top squad.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Bow. Catch him like it, put him on TV. Boom, boom. And if I should die, hey, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am.
I am
what I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Bow. Catch him like it, put him on TV.
Boom, boom.
And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
Hey, look, you know how we rock. I can win until we find the block.
I can.
Forever pop, we ain't never getting cool with the ops. I get the money, I do it a lot.
I get the money, I do it a lot.
I got it on me, he get shot. We give a fuck about the dough. I yell woo, ain't know what to do. I know the set when I come in the room. I heard they offer 100 mil. Tell them boys I need 102. Boom, ay, boom. Send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. Send me that Addy, I'm coming to you. I just touched down. Falling like welcome to the rack. I need a gun, where's that? GK on my back, and I ain't talking about attack.
No.
Heady, yeah. Yeah. I'm with the liquor, I don't know how to act.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be. Niggas whooping up until we meet.
Bow.
Catch him like it, put him on TV.
Bow.
And if I should die, hey, I'm boosting the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day.
We
he been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So it's
I am what I am.
I am
what I'm not, see, I never be.
No.
Niggas whooping up until we meet. We'll catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait. Niggas been whoopin' a lot like I ain't on the block. Well, this shit it get ugly. These niggas been talking a thot, act like I ain't hot. Bitch, I'm giving third degree. I was 13 doing burgers. That nigga Big Brother used to serve me. I be fucking hoes that was curving. Last nigga play King Von,
need surgery.
Son, I hit a bitch with my mask on. Did rob a crib, I be dead wrong. I go in the cell, make a calls on the cell phone.
Hello? Yo, yo.
3D,
yeah.
Icebox shine my BBs. My shit glow like cheap keys. Switch on the Glock, got my bullets on repeat. Niggas act tough, niggas don't wanna see me. When they see me, niggas blind like Stevie. Ain't finna school, ain't learning about a pay street. He dropped the pay street and end up like T Streets. Duckin' with time, I do a hit and I'm in and I'm out.
I'm
niggas
out.
Be woofin' for clout. If he stop at the back, the nigga I'm striking them out. I am
boom,
what I am.
I am.
What I'm not, see, I never beat. Niggas whooping up until we meet. Catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm boosting the murder rate.
Yeah.
My niggas gon' slide every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
So
I am what I am.
I am.
What I'm not, see, I never be.
Niggas
whooping up until we meet. We'll catch him like it, put him on TV. And if I should die, I'm pushing the murder rate. My niggas gon' slide every day. He been talking that shit, I can't wait.
I am what I am. What I'm not, see, I never be.